Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks.
Chris Presto, sure, he's been a name that Saluki Nation's been able to get to know each year he's been here. What do you believe is your biggest strength in the room? Like what you bring to the position?
I just think my versatility, you know, athleticism is probably the one of the most athletic guys in the room. You know, they're not going to like that, but it's jump the highest, one of the fastest, and one of the strongest.
Pleased to welcome in to the Honorary Captain of the Week series that you're going to be hearing every single week of the season from start to finish. Very first, Liz Scott, the co-founder of Alex Eliminates Dan and that foundation. Next up was Aiden Bauman, alongside him, Chris Schenkel. After that, TJ Baldwin of the Richmond Spiders, and dare I say, all bias aside, my favorite so far. It's not my favorite because it's my alma mater. I am lying. He is my favorite because he's my alma mater. Chris Presto, Southern Illinois Dog linebacker. He is this week's honorary captain. Chris, thank you so much for joining the show, giving us some time this week. You guys are obviously in the middle of your game week, so it is it means a lot to myself, to FCS Nation, that you can give us some time. And you are an FOS, a friend of the show. You are back for a second year. Like I said, thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on.
Honorary Captain of the Week, Part 2, alongside Chris, is Jenna Disler, Director of Campus Selection, Northwestern Mutual, in the great state of Illinois, in the Gross Network office. Jenna, first time on the show. So from here moving forward, you are forever a friend of the show. Jenna, thank you so much for taking some time out of your week to join the show as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I kind of just mentioned this, Chris, but you're back for a second year in this challenge and you're chasing a Lemon Trophy. I can't lie. Full transparency. I thought we had it in the bag last year, but I am glad that everybody in that Carbondale community and everybody who once was a Southern Illinois Saluki or is just a general fan has got a chance to learn what it was all about last year. And I can tell you this right now, we'll keep some secrets, but Southern Illinois and the Dogs, they are sniffing out a Lemon Trophy. And I think we got what we need to get it done this year. How does it feel though, to be called back and for everybody involved in that Gross Network office, Chris, to reach out to you in the off season and say, hey, we want you to represent us. We want you to represent your school and obviously use your name, image, and likeness to empower donations and just the overall raising of money and awareness for something like stomping out childhood cancer. How much does it mean to you?
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal. It's bigger than football, clearly. And I'm honored for the Gross Network to hit me up and want to do it again. You know, last year started off strong. It was great. Had the whole support of Carbondale behind me. And we didn't get it done, but hey, we raised a lot of money for a great cause.
A heck of a lot of money, about $5,000 from you in that Gross Network office. And the fans helped you raise that. Jenna, but for you, first time joining the show, like I mentioned prior, from your perspective, now being thrown into the mix, playing a part in how much money Chris raises, and just seeing overall how the sausage is made, there are a lot of new schools into the mix. We just plan on growing each and every single season. For you, what makes being a part of this challenge meaningful?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we worked with Chris last year and you could really see his passion for, you know, raising money in his local community and giving back to Alex's Lemonade Stand. And, you know, it was pretty easy for us to make that decision to work with him again. But really what makes this challenging so meaningful for us is, you know, again, it just kind of comes down to making a change and an impact in our communities. And one of our guiding values at Northwestern Mutual here in St. Louis is that generosity piece. So, you know, again, being able to partner with Chris has allowed us to, you know, reach a larger community of people to kind of get the word out and really just raise money for such an amazing cause and just make such a cool impact.
I love it. I love it. It's really well said, Jenna. Together in this challenge, we've now raised over $100,000. I mentioned that this is season 3, so we've had 2 cracks at it. Over $100,000. Really impressive. FCS Nation, myself, Kevin Marshall, my co-host, and everybody involved is so, so proud. And I also mentioned that we're just growing. It's going to get bigger and better each and every year. In that first year, a little under $50,000, and last season over $70,000. When you look at those numbers, Chris, and you think back to the first time that you were approached to be a part of this, did you think that it would grow in a matter of 12 months to where you're hearing that $100,000 was raised by FCS athletes in their fan bases? I want your true thoughts on this. Did you think that it could be this big? And how cool is it to see this thing grow? And again, I'll throw that number out there. Two seasons, over $100,000. That's pretty ridiculously awesome.
You know, when you start adding more people to it and more teams, like up to this year, it's up to like 20 plus teams involved in this, and athletes that are raising money for this great cause. You know, it's great to see. And, you know, the number goes up every year because we're so competitive and we want to win, you know, and they're so we got to beat what we did last year to get that number even higher.
Yeah, you just mentioned it, going from 12 athletes last season, 12 offices last season, to that right around that 20 number. Jennifer, you seeing offices and athletes come together, kind of what excites you most about the growth that you've seen in all of this? Like I said, from 12 athletes in year one to 20 plus now.
Yeah, I think it's so cool to see how many people want to get involved and really, you know, make an impact in the community and give back. You know, we started with 12 athletes last year and have grown so much. So it's just so cool to see that this means a lot to other people and they want to, you know, join this great cause and raise money for Alex's Lemonade Stand and really just make an impact in their community.
Having a chat here, Chris Presto, linebacker for the SIU Dogs. Alongside him, Jenna Disler, Director of Campus Selection, Northwestern Mutual, in that St. Louis area, representing the Gross Network office. Chris, I mentioned you're a linebacker. You do play football. You are one of the best in the country. If you were to ask Stone Labanowitz, or bluntly, anybody who pays attention, you guys coming off a tough matchup against Purdue and heading into a top 25 matchup against a UT Martin team, how is this season going for you guys so far from your perspective, from a defensive perspective, just from an overall? For Southern Illinois fans listening right now, and as we head into week three, how has this season been? Grade it and kind of talk about it a little bit.
I think this season's been great, a great start so far, you know. Just the feel from this season compared to last season is a lot different in a good way, you know. And just we're very focused on the process every week of prepping for our game that Saturday. And I think that's what's going to allow us to just go 1-0 every week and just go step by step, worry about who we're playing that week. Don't look ahead. And just that's how we're going to win games.
You're giving me PTSD with some of the coaches talk. I've heard it from Coach Hill. I know exactly what you're going through. And I also understand taking it play by play and week by week. Something that I always love asking athletes, whether I'm talking to somebody on the defensive side of the ball like you or a quarterback, which I have on every single week, I ask them what their head coach's message is and what it was during the offseason. It's no secret to anybody. When you roll back in from your hometown into summer workouts, you have new outfits, new kits, new shirts, shorts, shoes that have a message on them. I'm going to ask you, Chris, what Coach Hill and your strength and conditioning staff put on your guys' t-shirts. What are you guys living by? What message is he preaching that you guys are putting a lot of stock into each and every week and that you guys are continuously saying out loud to each other?
I mean, it wasn't really on our shirts, but Coach Hill was really just very adamant on embracing the process, not worrying about results, and just going to work every single day. He's been very adamant about embracing the process, just being where our feet are, really. You know, he always said, like, going back to winter workouts when we came back after the season, it was right now, it's January, you know, before you know it's gonna be spring ball, before you know it's gonna be summer, before you know the season's gonna be here. And, you know, that really holds up to be true, and that's just why we got to be where our feet are and embrace the process.
I love it. Embracing the process, being where your feet are. I will expand being where your feet are, because I do think it pertains to Jenna Disler being on this call and generally this challenge that we have with FCS Nation, Northwestern Mutual, and of course Alex's Lemonade Stand. But I do want to talk just a tad more football and how it weaves itself into the NIL space that is taking over the college football landscape. This NIL partnership, to me, Chris, to me, Jenna, is different than 90% that you see around college football. Yes, I'm including FBS in that. Obviously, 120 plus schools in the FCS, pretty much that same number in the FBS. I think this one stands out. I think we're working on something and growing something that's going to impact thousands of people's lives. And it's point blank period, something that does not exist in the football championship subdivision. Chris, is that how you see it as well? When you were first approached, this isn't a car dealership NIL deal. This isn't car wash. This isn't something where you get to throw a few tweets out there and you get paid and you go about your merry way, not building connections with people, not doing something that is bigger than you, that is bigger than the sport. Do you agree and align with everything that I just said? Do you kind of see it being different than the rest?
For sure. I mean, just, this is something I would want my name, image, and likeness attached to, you know, like it's such a big deal, such a great cause. And that's why the list keeps getting bigger and bigger every year, because people want to be attached to this. People love this message that Alex's Lemonade Stand is trying to get out to the rest of the country and the world, frankly, you know?
And for you, it hits a little closer to home. Like I mentioned earlier, when we got rolling, I had Aiden Bauman on, signal caller for South Dakota. I had TJ Baldwin on, a trenchman for the Richmond Spiders. And I asked them this question: have you or anybody in your life been affected by this damned disease? And neither of them had somebody close to them. Of course, you have friends, people you have met that you support, that you pray for. But I'll ask you the same question, Chris. Have you or anybody in your life directly been affected by cancer? And is it a reason that you are pouring out the blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, trying to raise money, trying to get people to support you in the Gross Network office in this challenge?
Yeah, I mean, well, so last year when you guys approached me, I told my parents and my head coach back home, and he kind of told me what was going on with one of his daughter's best friends was going through childhood cancer at the time. And just to see the excitement in his eyes, really, in his voice, whenever I told him I was doing this, taking on this big deal. And that was big. You know, he got the whole team down there to do the Lemon Top Challenge. And it was just amazing to see that. But unfortunately, Luna has passed away. And I just think doing this is going to be great again for spreading that awareness, as I said earlier, and getting the message out there so we can prevent tragedies like that ever happening again.
Beautifully said. I think when you're strapping up your shoulder pads and buckling up that chin strap, you know that you're playing for something bigger than you. And for your case, you're playing for Luna. So I think that's super powerful. I appreciate you kind of publicly going about that. And I think it just gives Saluki fans more of a reason to support you, get behind you in all of this, and help you ultimately hoist a Lemon Trophy. Jenna, I'll ask you the same question. Has anybody in your life or that you've directly interacted with or have a relationship with been affected by cancer in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I've actually had a few people in my life, you know, been directly impacted by cancer. And I'm not childhood cancer specifically, but my mom actually was diagnosed with breast cancer a few years ago and has since overcome it, which is so amazing. But, you know, I think no matter who you are, everybody has been impacted by, you know, cancer in one way or another. Even if it's not yourself, it could be a loved one, it could be a parent, a sibling, you know, a child. So I really think that this cause is just so important to really everybody out there, just because you're making such an amazing impact by raising money for childhood cancer research. So I just think what we're doing is so amazing, and being able to partner with Chris has really made, you know, a positive change, and we're excited to see what we can do next.
Pretty eye-opening that on this platform, the number one platform in all of the FCS, there's nobody bigger and better than FCS Nation. And I think if we can use our platform and what we've built to hoist up stories like yours, Jenna, and yours, Chris, I think that's exactly why we're doing this. And I think it also parlays into this point, Jenna, sticking with you. Why is it so important that athletes lead the charge in this challenge? Why we are using athletes and what they've built, their popularity in their community, how hard they've worked, right? All of that accumulates into this NIL, right? This name, image, and likeness. In your opinion, why is it important that we have athletes at the forefront in all of this? I mentioned how this is different than most NIL deals, right? Where these athletes are told to do this and told to do that, and they have a list of deliverables. No, this one, you're putting your life out there. You're putting your beliefs, your why, right? We all have whys. But Jenna, why is it important that athletes lead the way in this?
Yeah, you know, these athletes have worked so hard to build, you know, such a strong platform. You know, it allows them to connect with people in their community and kind of bring important causes to light. You know, I think for Chris specifically, you know, it kind of allows him to use his platform to raise money for Alex's Lemonade Stand. It allows them to, you know, get involved with their local communities and, you know, raise money and really bring important causes and important matters to the table.
Beautifully said. Again, having a chat here with Chris Presto, Southern Illinois linebacker, and Jenna Disler from the Gross Network office, Northwestern Mutual. Chris, you mentioned something earlier, be where your feet are. It's a quote that I resonate with. When I was college age athlete, you feel like your mind is scattered. You're not necessarily 100% sure what direction you're going in, if you're doing things correctly. All of these things float around you and make what you feel as if your life just a tad harder. But a good message to preach to everybody is be where your feet are. And I think you take that and with what Jenna said about why athletes are leading this charge and why that is efficient and a smart way to go about this all pertain to a top 100 internship program for the last 2-3 decades plus that Northwestern Mutual houses. Northwestern Mutual has one of the biggest and most student-led programs in the entire country, top 5 within all the financial services, top 10 overall for career development, and also a stat that I'm very fond of, that over 50% of interns at Northwestern Mutual were former athletes. Talking about being where your feet are, Jenna, you guys want to create a bigger footprint on Southern Illinois' campus. I want you to use this time to kind of talk about what it is that you do on a day-to-day, why it pertains to the internship program, how Chris weaves his way in there. And at the end, imagine if you are speaking to all of Chris's teammates in an auditorium, as well as all of his classmates, as to why it's something that they should take a deeper look into. Of course, if their majors align or if it's something that they're interested in.
Yeah, for sure. So as our director of campus selection, I really have, you know, a very hands-on job when it comes to the internship program. I really help all of our district offices with their campus recruiting efforts for their internships that they're leading through their offices. And really one of the biggest parts of my job is being able to connect with students and professors and clubs and organizations on different college campuses, with SIU being one of our biggest campuses that we are involved in and recruit at. But I really help a lot with personal and professional development for students, and then also helping all of our intern candidates through the selection and interview process. And also, you know, helping with onboarding and getting them ready for training. And then also a lot of our interns that do convert to our full-time opportunity upon their college graduation, kind of helping with that transition into a full-time career. So really what I would say to, you know, all of Chris's friends and, you know, other athletes on different universities and especially at SIU is this internship is such a great opportunity to get personal and professional, you know, development, some great experience. We really pride ourselves in the fact that we are a nationally ranked internship program, and that's because of the training and development that we pour into all of our interns, into all of our students, which is just so, so important to us. You know, speaking as somebody who, you know, graduated college a few years ago, I really see the impact that we're making in the lives of, you know, student athletes and students on campus. And, you know, this opportunity, it can lead to a full-time opportunity upon your college graduation. It can really be your future career because you can make, you know, an impact in people's lives and, you know, help others through strong financial planning. And, you know, even if this opportunity doesn't lead to something later down the line, it's still a great thing to put on your resume because you did do, you know, a top 100 internship. You were a part of a nationally ranked internship program and you got a lot of great personal and professional development that you can use towards your future career, no matter what that is. So really the transferable skills that you learn throughout this internship are really going to be crucial in your future career down the line.
Interns, a part of the Northwestern Mutual program, they gain real life experience while earning performance-based compensation, which cannot be said for a lot of internships around the country. So this one holds itself to a higher regard. I think it is the gold tier. You talked about some of those skills, Jenna. I think this relates to why athletes are leading the way. What are some of those skills that interns or the internship program is looking for that kind that Chris kind of possesses. Talk about some of those skills, because there are parents listening who have college-aged kids. There are some teammates of Chris's who are listening right now who are interested and need an internship program and are looking, and their major aligns, and this is perfect for them. But what are some of those skills that athletes have that pertain to the internship program?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing is that you don't have to be necessarily like a finance major or have an extensive background in finance to be eligible for this internship. You know, we look for people who are hardworking, driven, have an entrepreneurial spirit. They're personable. They want to make an impact in their community through financial planning and really have a strong desire to help others. And I think that's really a big reason why we chose to partner with Chris specifically, because he does possess a lot of those qualities and characteristics that we look for in our future interns and in our future leaders in our firm, is, you know, being personable. And again, like I said, having a strong desire to help other people and make an impact in the community.
And Chris, for you, if I were to hand you the microphone and you were to stand up in front of a class of 100 plus people, 500 plus people, that a lot of them needed an internship, that were looking for one, kind of what would you say to your teammates and classmates if you were given the opportunity on why they should be a part of this internship program?
Yeah, I mean, if I was talking to my teammates, I'd tell them that they're a top 100 internship program. You know, athletes want to win. And that sounds like a winning program to me. And if I was talking to my classmates, I'd let them know that the skills you learn in the internship can be used really throughout your whole life. You don't really need a financial background, as Jenna said, and it's just it's useful all around for any person coming out of college or in college.
That's well said. I think a stat to throw out there before we move on is that over 90% of people, men and women, who were a part of the internship program talked about how vital it was to them in their career moving forward. Chris, you and Jenna will be on campus soon holding events where Saluki fans can meet you, where they can get Chris Presto autographs, which I need one. I've still yet to get one. Hear some of your story, and ultimately just letting people see who you are underneath that helmet. I also think that is a very, very important part of this challenge, getting to learn who we have selected, and kind of what they're all about and what their why is. What are you most looking forward to about connecting with fans in that way, Chris?
Yeah, you know, just being able to meet them at the events that we're going to host and really connecting with them to get them to donate to a good cause. And that's really my main focus with all this.
And Jenna, for you, you talked about wanting to increase the size of your footprint on campus. Last year, you guys were tailgating, letting all the fans get in the loop on what we were doing, how they could help support Chris in raising money for all of this. What is the benefit in being on campus and getting to talk to students and parents about this? And how excited are you to do that this season?
Yeah, we're very excited to be back on campus this year and see, you know, how we can make an even bigger impact in the community down there in Southern Illinois. You know, last year was our first year doing this and partnering with Chris, and we really just wanted to raise as much money as we could. And we were kind of, you know, figuring out different ways to get involved down there in Carbondale. But I think this year we have a stronger hold on what we want to get involved in. You know, we loved our tailgating event that we did last year, which is probably something that we will implement again this year, which we're very excited about. But we're just excited to raise even more money this year and continue to partner with Chris to see, you know, new ways that we can get involved on campus and, you know, get the word out. And, you know, Chris has even brought new ideas to our team, you know, here in St. Louis that we can implement as well. So we're excited to, you know, see what kind of impact we can make this year.
And for some of the audience out there listening right now who are like, hey, Stone, hey, Jenna, hey, Chris, all of this is great, but how can I donate? How can I be a part of this? There is a portion of the audience right now who does not know how to donate and does not know the process and how all of this works. There is a list on FCSNationRadio.com that is not live right now, but will be in the coming days with every single athlete in the office that they are representing. Like I said, FCSNationRadio.com is where you can find that list. You can't miss it. Alex's Lemonade Stand, we have dedicated an entire wing of our website to it. Like I said, go there when we announce it on social media, on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio 1 or on Facebook at FCS Nation Radio. But also there are other ways, Jenna, and I want to give you the floor here. If you are not in a place financially to donate some of your money, there is another way to get involved and to support Chris. Jenna, tell the people what that is.
Yeah, we would love for people to take part in the Lemon Top Challenge. So, we completely understand that not everybody is in the financial situation to donate money, but that's okay. So the Lemon Top Challenge, which you do is you're going to take a picture balancing a lemon on top of your head. You can post it to any social media account, and then you're going to use the hashtags, hashtag ALSF, hashtag NM, and hashtag Go Dawgs, and that's DAWG. And then also tag at Alex's Lemonade, at NM underscore financial, and at FCS Nation Radio 1.
I love it, Chris. Now, again, I'm handing you the mic again to talk to fans, to teammates, to classmates, to every Saluki fan out there who lives and breathes Saluki football, as to why they should participate in the Lemon Top Challenge. Talk a little bit about your people back home who were a big part and the most contributing team to all of the Lemon Top Challenge numbers. Kind of just talk about what the Lemon Top means to you and how effective it is in raising money.
I mean, last year I got really mostly everybody on SIU on the team to take position group pictures and post them doing the Lemon Top Challenge, hopefully inspiring more people to do it. And back home, my high school was doing it. My high school's team was doing it for obvious reasons, you know, with Luna and everything. And I just think it's a great opportunity if you're not able to donate money. You're essentially able to donate just by making a post on social media, and you can make multiple posts on different platforms, i.e. donating more money, you know?
And one of my favorite things about the Honorary Captain of the Week series is giving the athlete the floor. We all know the Tim Tebow speech where their season ended and he got behind the podium and said that you're never going to see a player work as hard as I do. You know, we're not going to lose any games moving forward. I kind of want you to give that pitch to Saluki fans and Saluki Nation as to why they should back you, who you are, what you're about, Chris, and why you are the perfect candidate and representative in this challenge in season 3, 2025. Talk to those people.
I just think we're the perfect region for this. You know, just I know the people around here love a cause like this and would love to donate as much money as they can to win this. And, you know, last year we came up short, and I really don't want that to happen again. And I don't think anyone out there does. And we raised way more money than we did last year, and we come out with that Lemon Trophy.
And Jenna, for you, same exact thing. Kind of use Chris as the vehicle here as to, one, touch on why it is that the region is so supportive of something like this and why they should get behind Chris ultimately.
Yeah, I really think this is just a great way to make an impact in your community. You know, if you are looking for a way to get involved and give back, this is just a great way to do so. And, you know, all of us here in St. Louis, along with Chris and his community down there in Southern Illinois, have that strong desire to, you know, make a change and raise money for childhood cancer research, just because it is such an important cause. And, you know, we're going to make it happen this year. Like Chris said, we want to raise even more money than we did last year. You know, we want to try to get to, I mean, I would even say that $15,000 mark. So whatever we can raise is still going to make an impact, but we want to do what we can, and we're going to make it happen.
Boom. Jenna just put it on paper. She put it on record. She is live on the air all over the country right now saying that the goal is $15,000. Chris, I love that. I think it's obtainable. I think it's something that we should push for. That is perfect. The goal, Chris Presto, Gross Network Office, minimum $15,000, of course, minimum. We want it to be higher. I want Chris, and I will be doing everything in my power to make sure that you are the 2025 Season 3 Lemon Trophy champion. Guys, I cannot thank you enough for your time. Chris, I'm going to start with you. Like I said, you took time out of your game week, your class, your practice schedule, watching film, to talk a little bit about why this means so much to you. So for that, sir, I cannot thank you enough for coming back on the show and this being your second season in the Alex Lemonade Stand Northwestern Mutual FCS Nation Challenge.
Of course. I mean, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
And Jennifer, you spearheading a lot of things in that Gross Network office. You, Carrie, Steve Gross himself, I want to thank you for taking time out of your week and your entire year in 2025 and making all this possible and helping Saluki Nation and everybody in the great state of Illinois supporting Chris.
Absolutely. We're excited to raise money for a great cause.
You are listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.